Let's talk a little East Sac boys basketball here on the Boys Basketball Preview Show. Joining us right now is head coach Todd Bontrager. And coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you been?
The years, they come around a little quicker as we get older. So, yeah.
They do.
Back at it again.
Yeah, you know? And it's gotten real fast for you the way it sounds. You were telling me you've been at this a while between Wall Lake View, Wallburn, and East Sac County, but that's awesome to hear.
Start my 34th year here, so yeah, been here a while, had a great time here, and looking forward to another season here.
Coach, you guys coming off an 8-15 season a year ago, graduated a pretty nice group of seniors off of that. What was the focus this summer to get their new group of guys kind of ready to go?
One thing we had trouble doing last year was being able to finish around the basket, you know, and just have guys that felt comfortable getting there, you know, off the drive or, you know, a slash or post up or whatever. We just could not. It was challenging for us to get the easy shots. So, you know, we had a couple guys that can hit some threes, a couple mid-range guys, but we just didn't develop somebody that could finish at the basket. So we're just trying to. This past summer, that was one of our biggest points of emphasis, just trying to get guys comfortable and reps in as far as, you know, creating space and trying to at least get to the free throw line, being aggressive, going to the basket. So that's one area we're really working on.
Did you feel like it was a good summer for them?
Well, yeah, kids work at it pretty hard, and they got better at it as the year went on. You know, a lot of these guys played JVs, so even at the JV level, a lot of them just settled for jumpers, face-ups, you know, or even if we get, you know, our goal is to get in that paint, kick it, find guys, but we don't want to just settle for kick out, you know, threes and jumpers. We want to be able to get guys slashing and maybe hit a backdoor cut here and there and get something at the basket that's a lot higher percentage. So, but we got better, but we'll see how much better we got once we get a week or two into practice here.
And you guys are just getting ready to start practice as we talk here this week. And so is that going to remain the focus, or will you start to implement a few things with this group this week?
You know, we got a really good, really fresh group here that haven't played much at the JV level or varsity level. And so we're just going to kind of see what kids can do and maybe readjust after this first week and a half of practice, and we got scrimmage against Hartley Melvin Sanborn on Friday. So it's earlier than I'd like, usually like to play, but actually this year, it'll help us kind of evaluate some kids and kind of reset some things we want to stress and work on maybe that following week before going into games.
What kind of numbers do you have this year, coach?
About like last year, we're a little bit down from what we normally are. We're right around 21, 22 kids. Normally, we're usually around upper 20s, close to 30, but just a kind of lower number of kids that's in our school right now.
Let's talk leadership for this year with that group graduating last year. Who's sliding into those roles?
We have. Jordan Ulmer's a senior. He's put a lot of time into the game. He's improved a lot over the offseason. It'd be nice to see him really kind of put those efforts into game times and see the numbers go up for him and the quality playing time and stuff goes up, which it will. So he's put a lot of time into it, and he's capable of being a really good leader. So he's a smart player. So we're going to look to him. And another senior that played a lot last year, Cade Schneider, was more of a defensive and rebounder for us last year. Didn't really score much, but hopefully his scoring ability improves this year. But again, he was a starter last year, and he'll bring a lot of experience to our team and give us that kind of toughness, physical mindset. Cade Bachman's another senior. He hasn't played much. Varsity level, if any, he did over the summer, but played JV last year, but really smart player, great team player, and he's kind of like another coach on the court. So we like, hopefully he gets off to a good start and helps us out there too. And Wyatt Smith, our fourth senior, who he's kind of battled some injuries over the last couple of years and hasn't got much time in there. So hopefully he can stay healthy and see what he can do for us this year.
As far as depth this year, Coach, do you feel like you're going to be able to develop some of that?
Yeah, we got several players competing for playing time. And hopefully we get a couple, three that kind of rise up and improve our depth and confidence. We have at kids that are ready to play physical, fast-paced varsity. Play that you got to be ready to play as far as being aggressive, you know, coming off JV season. So it's just kind of wide open right now with some younger guys. We hopefully develop some depth. We kind of were hit with some injuries. We lost Weston Julin, had a football injury, broke a collarbone. So we're looking to get him back by Christmas. So he's kind of he was a projected starter and probably be one of our more physical players, which we kind of, it's kind of a weakness of our team. So that kind of was a tough hit. And so, you know, he's a sophomore. And then Gabe King was a good JV player for us. He kind of got an ankle injury in football, so he's out through about Christmas. So kind of got a couple of injuries going on there as far as that may affect our depth.
What do you feel like the strengths will be for this team that you can lean on here early in the year?
Well, we've got Zach Jacobson basically played starter minutes last year. He didn't necessarily start but a couple, three games, but he played starter minutes. And we're going to be looking to him a lot for kind of being our main ball handler and scorer from the perimeter. So he's going to have to be a good vocal leader for us. He's shown signs of improvements there in that area. But he can shoot the ball good. On the perimeter, we're just looking for him to get more aggressive as far as can he get in the paint and make things happen for other kids or himself finishing at the basket. We're trying to look for that from him, but he gives us stability at the guard position.
The conference this year, Coach, it's always strong. Last year was another really good year for the Twin Lakes. Where do you feel like you guys fit into the mix, and what's the top part of the conference maybe going to look like?
Yeah, I'd say the conference is kind of wide open. You know, Southeast Valley kind of looks like they got maybe the most returning talent. Just looking, kind of going through their JV games and stuff. They had a really good JV season. But, you know, there really aren't any powerhouse teams this year with a lot of experience coming back. And I'd say it's kind of it's pretty wide open. We're just looking to be – we just want to be competitive and win our fair share of games and want to be competitive night in, night out if we can. So if we can keep guys healthy, find ways to score, our kids will compete. We'll be fundamentally sound. It's just that we got to develop a more confident physical presence and build consistency off that.
Do you like how the schedule sets up to allow you to do that, or how do you feel about the schedule breakdown this season?
Yeah, our schedule has been off balance over the years. You know, with the 21 game thing, sometimes that happens. Change the conferences, you got to change teams on your. There are teams that we play. They may have conference realignments and things, and so you got to drop and pull different teams in and out, and that affects your schedule over the years. So it's a little lopsided, but we do start off, I think, 5 or 6 games at home maybe. So definitely with a young squad that'll help kind of get our feet underneath us and hopefully build some confidence.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time this year. We look forward to talking to each and every week throughout the season, and wish you the best and luck in the upcoming year.
All right. Thanks for covering us.
You bet. Head Coach Todd Bontrager again with the ESAC boys basketball team. We're back with more of our boys basketball preview show coming up for you next. We'll chat with Clive Clark from South Central Calhoun coming up next here on KCIM.